今天早晨我们要继续看约翰福音第六章。
This morning we'll continue study the book of John, chapter 6.
这一章圣经大家非常熟悉。
It's a very familiar part of the scripture.
这里讲到主耶稣曾经用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千群众。
Here it was talking about that Jesus used five loaves and two fish and feed 5,000.
也许这个故事太熟悉了。
Maybe it's such a familiar story.
我们读的时候，大家知道这是一个神迹。
And when we read it, we just realize, well, that's a miracle.
甚至这个神迹属灵意义也有不少的人讲过了。
And also, so many people preach about the spiritual meanings of these miracles.
因此我们好像知道，哦，这段圣经我们知道了。
So it seems that everybody all understand fully about this part of the scripture.
但是当我在主的面前从这段圣经里面领受的时候
，But when I start afresh to try to learn something from the Lord from this scripture.
有许多事情当我们在那里默想重新来明白当时的背景的时候
Then I realize if we really meditate upon it and if we really study into the background of the story.
这段记录的重要性就突出显明出来
And then its importance is the prominent point that we can really realize.
我想大家都知道这段圣经五饼二鱼的神迹是四本福音书都记载的。
And we know that this miracle is the one that's recorded on all four Gospels.
而这个四本福音记载的角度不一样。
And it all was all written about this miracles from different angles.
约翰福音跟其他三本书有特殊的地方。
And but then in the book of John, it has a special point.
这里首先我们提到约翰福音里提到这是在逾越节靠近的时候所发生的事情
and it's first is indicated this is something that happened right very close to Passover
我们看第六章第一节我请我们读一下为了方便有一些弟兄姊妹们或者有些福音朋友们还没有带知道这段圣经所记载的故事我们读一下从头读起
so let's familiar with the story let's read chapter 6 from the very first verse
第一节这是以后耶稣渡过加利利海就是提比利亚海有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹就跟随他耶稣上了山和门徒一同坐在那里那时犹太人的逾越节近了
From verse 1 through 4 After these things Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee or Tiberias and a great multitude was following him because they were seeing the signs which he was performing on those who were sick and Jesus went up on the mountainAnd there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of Jews, was at hand.
你知道我们读圣经的时候常常是平面的我说平面的读的。
So a lot of times when we read scriptures, we just read it in just one dimension.
为什么我讲平面呢?
Now, why do I say it in sort of in a one-dimensional way?
这个平面当然一面这个是空间的问题。
So first of all, it's because of the space.
其实我是讲到时间从时间来看我们才明白圣经的意义
Actually, what we really have to consider here is following this time course then we can fully understand what it really means here
我说平面因为我们读的时候觉得它是在同一个时间里面发生的事情
You see, when we read it we thought this whole thing was just happening right at that same time
而事实上圣经里面福音约翰福音书里面记载许多次逾越节的事情
But actually, in the Gospels, it recorded many, many incidents that happening around the Passover.
主耶稣在地上侍奉的时间一共是三年半，这是大家所知道的。
We all know that Jesus served have the ministering time on earth is only 3.5 years.
而既然是三年半，就是四次逾越节。
Then that means they passed through four Passovers.
而这个五饼二鱼的神迹。这个发生的时间是第三个逾越节。
And the miracles that happened in here is happening during the third Passover.
我们看见约翰福音就是绕着这四个逾越节来记载所发生的事情。
You see, in the book of John is just recording all the incidents surrounding these four Passovers.
也许有人要说这是第二个逾越节而不是第三个逾越节
maybe,
这里我们不去辩论。
Maybe some will claim that this is really actually happening on the second Passover, but let's not go into that.
因为约翰福音里面只有明显的讲到三次逾越节，有一次不晓得在哪里。
Because in the book of John, it did indicate about three Passovers, and the fourth one, nobody knows what happened.
但是无论如何，这个不是第三次，就是第二次逾越节的时候。
But anyway, this is it's happening on the either second or third Passover.
而这个逾越节可以说是在他主耶稣侍奉的时候，是一个属灵的高峰上面。
And that's the time is right at the very peak of Jesus' ministry.
主耶稣已经被众人证明他是一个行神迹者。
Because at that time, Jesus was already proven that he's the one that performed miracles.
他不仅行神迹，他也被众人接纳作为一个伟大的圣经的教师。
Not only he performs miracles, he's also well accepted and well recognized as a great Bible teacher.
而且甚至许多的人承认他是先知。
And a lot of people even recognize that he is a prophet.
并且有些人甚至以为这就是 神在圣经里面预言应许要赐给以色列的那一位弥赛亚。
And even some recognize that this is the one that was the promised Savior for the Israels.
在众人中间议论纷纷。
So there's a lot of discussions among people.
不一定每一个人在同一的时间都相信耶稣是知道他是谁。
So actually, it's not a very uniform thing that not really everyone recognizes who Jesus is at that same time.
但是无论如何，他的执事跟他的重要性是被众人所认出来了。
Nevertheless, around that time, his importance and his ministry is well recognized by most of the people.
就着我们今天的话来说，我们可以说他的声望是日如日中天的。
Maybe we can say that in that time, he's already quite famous.
Yeah.Popularity contest. 他被民众拥戴的程度。
At that time, he was really, really popular.
昨天我听见这个无线电里面报道说，布希总统已经隐隐的要发动他连任竞选的这一个行动了。
Yesterday, I heard on the radio that Bush already had this a very subtle beginning of his campaign for the next presidency.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果耶稣基督要利用时机的话，这是政治上一个最好的时机。
So if Jesus is a politician, that would be the best time for Jesus to start doing something.
以后我们在这张圣经里面还要读到说，的确众人也拥戴他作王。
And actually, later on, we learn from other part of Scripture. That's the time where all the people is really trying to push him out to be somebody.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看见从这段圣经约翰福音第六章，若是你想一想当时的情景，你会对他所做的事情非常注意。
So if you put all these considerations about that circumstances, then you probably will have a better understanding why Jesus do this miracle at that time.
而且这里第六章第二节特别明明说，那时候许多人看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，所以就跟随他。
Especially now that we can all see that's recorded on the second verse, it says that the multitude was following him because they were seeing the signs which he was performing on those who were sick.
他的一举一动都被人注意。
So he was well noticed of his every move.
我们可以知道在逾越节的时候犹太人都靠近回到耶路撒冷去过节。
So we all know in Passover, all the Jews gathered around Jerusalem.
他们的男丁一年三次要到耶路撒冷来朝拜神。
And the Jewish man shall have to go up to Jerusalem three times a year.
无论所以不管所以约翰福音里面特别记载喂饱了五千人是男人。
So at this time when it was recorded to feed 5,000, actually it means 5,000 men.
这里不是说他不注意儿童，不注意妇女。
It wasn't that he's neglecting women and children.
我想也有不少男丁上耶路撒冷过节的时候是带着太太带着儿女去的。
I believe a lot of men that went up to Jerusalem to worship, to Jerusalem, brought their families and their wives and kids with them.
但圣经里却特别记载说，约有五千个男子。
But in the Bible, it was recorded as 5,000 men.
因为这五千个人是带着一份心来敬拜神，来献祭给神的。
Because these 5,000 men, they came with a heart that to come to worship and to give sacrifice to the Lord.
并且他们要纪念神为他们做了何等大的事。
And they come here to remember the great.Things that the Lord did for them.
就是神曾经用羔羊的血来赦免他们 在埃及地将要沦亡的命运
is that in Egypt that the Lord did spare them through the slaying of a lamb.
羔羊为他们流血，血涂在门楣门框上面。
And with that blood was smeared on the doorpost, and then they are all spared.
当秘密的天使在夜间巡行埃及全地的时候，以色列家就没有遭遇灭亡。
And during that night, the destroying angel went through the whole land of Egypt, and that's the time when all the Israelites were spared.
所以弟兄姊妹，你已经明白了，在逾越节过节的这个气氛中间，神迹的性情，神迹的性质是非常强烈的。
So we all know at that time, when people was having a feast in Jerusalem, everybody was was reminded by these great miracles of God.
这些人是来看神迹的。
Indeed, they come to Jerusalem for miracles.
他们真是盼望这一位他们所看重的耶稣能够再为他们行神迹。
And how they wish that this Jesus who can perform miracles will really perform miracles for them.
他们的心是向着神的。
Their heart is really toward the Lord.
他们带着敬畏的心来纪念神在以色列的子民中间所行的大奇事和神迹。
And they come with a reverent heart that they come to recognize whatWonderful thing the Lord did for the Jewish.
不过弟兄姊妹，你不要以为以色列人特别会一窝蜂。
But don't think that only the Jews will like to sort of
congregate with
like to thorn together and for something.
我们中国人很会一窝蜂啊。
Our Chinese really like to sometimes like to just get together and follow a certain train.
如果一个人做某一样生意，所以一下你看十个店都开了。
And you see if one people having certain kind of business, and then ten stores will follow suit.
如果一个人突然做起 swap meet, 忽然十个店都开了。
And if one people started swap meet, then you see all of a sudden ten people will follow.
一个人卖钟表，所有人都在卖钟表。
And one started a clock and a watch shop, and then ten just follow suit right away.
我们有这个特性。
And we have this kind of a tendency.
犹太人是不是也是这样呢？
Is Jewish people like that? Yes.
我还没讲他给我回答了。所以大家注意到在这里有很多人跟人彼此互相影响的关系。
So there's a lot of things that people now interact.
这一些人跟人影响关系叫整个的气氛非常的高涨。
So in Jerusalem, it was very, very festive and everybody's is very high in spirit.
耶稣就在这样的场合里面来到伯塞达的附近。
Now that's the time and that's the that kind of a, in circumstances that Jesus went to near this Tiberias.
那么弟兄姊妹们，在马太福音跟马可跟路加里面记载，耶稣曾经对着这批群众给他们施以教训。
In the book of Matthew and Luke, around this time, Jesus did preach to this multitude.
我不知道耶稣教导他们什么。
I don't know what he's preaching at that time.
但是圣经里面却讲到耶稣的心是如何。
But in the Bible, it was recorded at that time how Jesus was in his heart.
他的心怜悯这批群众。
Because he really had pity on the multitude.
因为圣经里说，主耶稣看见他们，就想起好像他们羊没有牧人一样。
Because when Jesus saw the multitude, he was reminded that they are just like the sheep without a shepherd.
这句话什么意思？
Now what does that really mean?
刚才我们所讲那些过节的气氛，讲到以色列的背景，讲到人的心情，讲到人寻求神。
Now when we mentioned earlier that during the time of the festival, during about all these people gathered together with such a high spirit and people expecting miracles and all that.
主耶稣自己是那位要来的弥赛亚，已经在他们中间。
And Jesus himself is the Messiah which is to come, who already is present among them.
他们却没有完全的看见。
But they haven't really seen, they couldn't recognize him yet.
他们是在旧约的时候曾经经历大的神迹。
Yes, indeed, in the Old Testament time, they did experience a lot of great miracles.
但他们却没有想到耶稣要来给他们是看见更大的事情。
But they never realized that when Jesus came, that there would be greater things to show to them.
这批群众是有属灵的渴慕。
Yes, indeed, these people have a spiritual longings.
这个科目还没有被唤醒。
And that kind of a longing is really not fully awakened yet.
他们却只是等待看见一些眼睛看得见的事情。
And so they are really waiting for something that they can really see with their own eyes.
主耶稣怎么能用一件神迹或者一件事情使这些人心的回转来归向神呢？
So how can Jesus use the certain miracles to capture their hearts? So not only they see and they really can...
我一点都不能够，我不愿意贬低犹太人他们寻求神的心。
And I don't want to look down upon the desire of Jews to for the Lord.
因为在我们今天的时代，我们也没有看见比当时的犹太人好多少。
Because in the today's world, we don't really see too many people that have a greater desire for the Lord than the Jews at that time.
但我想到竟然有五千人会聚集在耶稣面前的时候。
But when I think about this, it's a marvelous thing that there are 5,000 gathered together before Jesus.
我就觉得他们的光景可能已经比我们好了。
So I think maybe at that time their situation there is much better than us.
虽然我要说明，也许他们中间心情各样的态度是比较复杂的。
And maybe although they really have all different kind of hearts in among them.
但是耶稣来到这里，
But when Jesus came,
他却对这些群众教训。
He taught those people, the multitude.
圣经里面记载说天已经晚了。
And it was recorded that it's getting dark.
他们在旷野里面也没有什么吃的，
就困乏了。There's nothing to eat in the wilderness, and then people get very tired.
这里第五节说，耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
And John 6:5 it says, Jesus therefore,lifting his eyes and seeing that a great multitude was coming to him, saying to Philip, Where are we to buy bread that these may eat?
腓力和一些其他的门徒跟着耶稣。
And all these people, all the disciples following Jesus.
耶稣对他们说话是为了教育他们。
And the way Jesus have dialogue with them is really is to try to educate them.
因为第六节说，他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。
Because right away we know, because verse 6 is recorded, and this he was saying to test them, for he himself knew what he was intending to do.
这一句话也是其他三本福音书没有记载的。
And this is the only recording here. All the other three gospels did not record this sentence.
其他的几本福音书，他们的回答就是腓力的回答。
Because in the other books, they just give the answers exactly like Philip's answer.
腓力回答说，就是有二十两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
And Philip's answer him, 200 denarii, right? Denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, for everyone to receive a little.
好像其他三本福音书没有特别看见耶稣里面问这句话的动机是什么。
As if the other three books did not really record the motivation of Jesus asking this question.
但是约翰却在这里记载，
Motives.
主耶稣问这个话的问题是给腓力一个考试。
But only in this gospel that it was recorded, and actually this was a test for Philip.
弟兄姊妹们，一方面是群众，一方面是门徒。
So at that time we see.At one hand, they're multitude, and then they're disciples.
我们已经许多次在读经的时候，在查考圣经，发现说，神对于门徒的要求跟训练，远远超过他对于众人讲道的兴趣。
It seems that we already pretty much aware, from the Bible, that Jesus' expectation and the teaching is quite different, toward the multitude.And toward those disciples.
因为耶稣的工作的眼光是在训练一批精兵。
Because Jesus was really trying to train up a selected group.
所以你看后面事实也证明，当这十二个门徒受了教训之后，他们在主耶稣已经上了十字架复活之后，把福音传遍地极。
So we know that later, indeed, these 12 disciples being trained so strictly by Jesus, eventually will spread out and preach the gospel through the whole world.
今天主也希望我们在他面前成为真正认真跟随他的门徒。
So today, Jesus, by the same way that Jesus will expect us to be a true disciple, really pursuing after him.
而不是仅仅一批人来看热闹等待寻求神。
And not just a throng of people, getting together, you know, trying to see some miracles, and just to gather around.
有些教会特别强调神迹的重要。
Some churches especially emphasize the importance of miracles.
因为他们认为神迹是天国能力的彰显。
Because it was, they believe that the miracles is the showing of the power of kingdom.
这些话我都同意的。
I do agree with this.
但是那些真正有神迹能力表现了之后。神之后 after.
But right after all those the miracles,
那又怎么样呢？
What then?
有多少人是因为神迹的缘故而相信了耶稣并且专心跟随他的呢？
Now how many are really trying to follow Jesus, really believing Jesus and then following him because of miracles?
这样的人才是有门徒的心智。
Only those who have this heart of a disciple.
而且你发现一件事情，
And then you'll find out.
这十二个门徒中间也不是都因为神迹的缘故而跟随耶稣的。
And all the, even among these 12 disciples, not every one of them are following Jesus because of miracles.
当然我的意思是他们相信神迹。
Of course, they do believe in miracles.
他们的动机起初并不是因为神迹而来跟随耶稣。
But their motives to following Jesus originally was not really because of the miracles.
并且因着神的拣选，他们里面的心被神摸着，
And because of God, because of God's choosing, that their heart was really touched by Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是一些门徒跟众人所以不一样的地方。
So this is the difference between the disciples and the crowd.
我们应当羡慕像腓力这样，像西门彼得一样，像安德烈这样，跟随的耶稣能够认识他的心。
We have to admire the heart of Andrew, of John, that they really wanted to follow Jesus.
所以耶稣这里说，他自己原知道要怎样行，但是他问这句话是试验腓力。
So here is recorded that Jesus knew what he's going to do. He just asked these questions to test him.
我常常 想到我们自己做基督徒。
So a lot of times I was reminded as a Christian.
我听说有一些弟兄们心里非常的下沉。
So I was told that some brothers have a very very heavy heart.
因为他说当我们遇见难处的时候，甚至下在监中的时候，我们祷告神，神也没有特别帮助我们。
Because they say that when we have a great problem, even when we're in jail, we pray to the Lord and it doesn't seem to have any help.
主啊，我们是为了你的名受羞辱，为了你的名受监禁的。
They say that now we because of your name we were being imprisoned and because of your name we have this great difficulty.
为什么你不来拯救我们？
How come you don't deliver us?
但弟兄姊妹，如果你从这里试验两个字看见一点端倪的话，
But if you really pay attention to this word test,
你就知道耶稣是要试验门徒，像他试验腓力一样。
Then you know that Jesus is trying to test his disciple just the way he wanted to test Philip here.
我记得有一故事，有一位弟兄对我们说的。
I remember one story that a brother told us.
他说有一位很有名的传道人，他有一位同工。
He said there's a very famous minister and he's a co-worker.
他被打发去边远的地方传福音。
And the co-worker was sent away to a very very far place to preach the gospel.
但是七年下来也没有人得救。
But after 7 years, nobody was saved there.
那里也没有几个信徒。
And there's not many Christians there anyway.
他过了七年，回到当初打发他的教会里面来。
So after 7 years,He came back to the church where originally sent him.
别的许多同工们都有很好工作的果效，报告给大家听。
Other co-workers, when they went away, then can come back with good report, with great result.
很多人甚至他们工作的年日比七年短得多了。
And even some were working much less than 7 years, already have great result.
最后，当他们同工的会议开过以后
，But after the meeting,
这位弟兄站起来问一个问题。
And this brother stand up and ask a question.
他说弟兄七年了。
He said, brother, it's 7 years.
我并没有放松我的祷告。
I did not, slack off in my prayers.
我并没有减少我读经的时间。
I did not cut down the time to study my Bible.
我也做工不休息，没有任容让我停顿。
I never really take too much time resting.
为什么工作没有果效？
How come I don't have any result of work?
为什么？
Why?
难道当初主打发我去是错了吗？
Now, is it not God's will to send me in the first place?
难道教会也错了，做了错误决定，把我送去那里吗？
Is it the church that made a mistake to send me in the first place?
他们那里同工中间的领袖，那位有名的传道人没有说什么话。
And the leader that was a very famous preacher did not say anything.
他没有回答他的问题。
He did not answer his question.
他只回过来站起来问他一个非常严肃的问题。
He only stand up and ask him a very serious question.
他说弟兄。
He said, brother,
我只问你一件事情。
I only ask you one thing.
这个七年来
In these 7 years,
你属灵的生命有没有得着？
Now, are you still progressing in your own spiritual life?
这位做工没有果效的弟兄就流下泪来。
And this brother starting to shed tears.
他一切的问题都有了答案。
And he has questions. He has his questions got answered. All the answers he wants.
因为神有时候没有答应我们做工的方法。
Because sometimes the Lord did not answer our prayers about our work.
因为这是给我们试验。
Because he is testing us.
主自己原知道怎样行。
And Lord himself knew what he's going to do.
他对腓力说，你给他们吃吧。
He told Philip, come and buy things to feed them.
他问腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃？
And,
其实他并不需要买饼。
And he asked, where are we going to go, buy bread to feed these people? Actually, he didn't even have to buy anything.
腓力的回答就是说，我们就是有20两银子也是不够的。
And Philip said, well, even we have so much silver, it's not enough.
弟兄姊妹们，五千人是多少人呢、啊、
？You know, 5,000. Can you imagine 5,000?
五千人是多少人呢、啊、
？How many people are 5,000?
你要把食物堆积起来，多少食物啊
？Now, how much food do you think you have to prepare to pile them up?
昨天我家里大概有30多个孩子聚集。
Yesterday, there was about 30 some teenagers in my house.
我准备了20磅牛肉，20磅鸡。
I prepared 20 pounds of steak and 20 pounds of chicken.
还有许多弟兄姊妹们带了卤蛋，带了凉面，带了不晓得多少东西来。
And still, a lot of other brothers and sisters, they brought these noodles, they brought eggs and dessert and all kinds of stuff.
我家里好像有五饼二鱼一样，等到宴会过去，剩下的东西比买的东西还多。
It seems that there's a five loaves and two fish miracles right happening in my house because afterwards after they left we end up with more food than to start with.
但是我告诉你20磅鸡20磅肉我从早上起来8点准备一直准备到他们吃完没有停过。
But you see, but I got up at 8 o'clock in the morning starting to prepare and until they left I didn't even stop.
有一次我去参加在荷兰一个大的聚会。
Once I went to a big meeting in the Netherlands.
差不多一万人。
About 10,000 people gathering.
你知道他们怎么样服侍大家吃中饭呢？
Do you know how they serve them lunch?
他们请航空公司那些专家来处理食物。
They asked the airline company to cater to help take care of the food.
因为航空公司有经验呀，在最短的时间，一个钟头之内把你东西都喂饱。
Because the airline company, they have the experience in the shortest time, they can serve the most people.
有一个时候是吃中饭吃三明治。
One day, they have sandwich, they serve sandwich for lunch.
那个三明治堆积如山的。
And that sandwich really piled up like a mountain.
弟兄姊妹们，五千人不少的人啊。
You see, 5,000 is really a lot of people.
我们这里不过100多个人。
Here, we only have a little bit over 100.
准备中饭的弟兄姊妹已经辛苦得不得了。
You see, the people who prepare lunch already work quite hard.
50个这样的聚集啊。
Can you imagine 50 times this kind of gathering?
所以腓力的回答实在对啊，他说就是20两银子的饼，买了也不过他们一人吃一点点。
So Philip's answer is right. He said, even we have so much money, if we just get them all get the bread, and everybody will probably only get a little, very, very tiny portion.
而且旷野里面有什么吃的没有？
And in this wilderness, where are you going to get all this?
你到哪一个店里就可以去买五千人吃的东西呢？
Which store would you be able to go and buy these food?
所以其他三本福音书里面记载说，有一个门徒建议他们散开，个人管个人的。
So in another recording, they say another disciple just suggested, why don't we just disperse them? Let them just go all over and find food for themselves.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们从常人头脑来看，这些答案，这些建议。是不错的。
So, you know, they did give correct suggestions.
教会里如果选择哪一个讨论提案最好，恐怕是后者。
So maybe if we want to really discuss which suggestion is the best, maybe the latter one is the better one.
但主耶稣没有这样说，因为他原知道自己要怎样行。
But Jesus did not listen because he knew what he's going to do.
因为刚才我们说过。主耶稣愿意用一件事情来证明，让人知道他是谁。
Because Jesus wants to use one thing to prove to other people who he is.
结果来了一个门徒。
So there's one disciple came out.
第八节，有一个门徒就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈对耶稣说：“在这里有一个孩童带着5个大麦饼、2条鱼，只是分给这许多人，还算什么呢？”
In verse 9, there's a lad there who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish.But what are these for so many people?
我稀奇安德烈的勇气。
I was really amazed at Andrew's courage.
如果是我的话，我一定不好意思提出来呀、
啊。But if it were I dare not even to say things like that.
你们到我家里来吃饭吧，我家里只有一条热狗。
I said, well, why don't you come over to our house to eat? I only got one hot dog in my house.
你想我的话讲什么呢？还不如不讲，对不对
？Do you think what's the meaning of better not to say it at all?
那弟兄姊妹们，这一个就是安德烈懂得奉献。
But this, because Andrew do know the true meaning of giving, debt of giving.
安德烈知道说，把这些放在耶稣的手里，也许就不一样。
Because he did understand if they put this in Jesus' hand, something else might happen.
这里有一个小孩子把五个饼两条鱼拿出来。
I'm also marvel that this came from a little kid.
从前有一个不信派的人专门研究神迹。
There's one school of unbelievers.
Yeah.
One person.There's one unbeliever especially trying to study all the miracles.
你知道这些人是很有头脑，不相信神迹。
You see, they're very, very clever, but they don't want to believe in the miracles.
但是他们又要做基督徒。
But then they wanted to be Christians.
所以他们必须读圣经。
So they have to study the Bible.
读到圣经有了问题怎么办？
And then when they read the Bible, they come across this situation. And what do they do?
他们就把神迹解释掉。
So they just explain all the miracles away.
这个人是蛮有名的哈。
And he's a very famous person.
他写了一本书叫《耶稣传》。
And he wrote a book. It's called the Jesus Autobiography.
这里面讲了五饼二鱼的神迹，他怎么解释呢？
And when he come to this miracles, you know how he give the explanation?
他说因为这个孩子非常天真。
Because this, he said, oh, this child is so naive.
这里主耶稣问门徒说，给他们什么吃的吧。
And when Jesus was asking, and now we want to give them something to eat.
门徒就把这话传播在众人中间。
And so the word was passed out.
这个小孩子非常天真，就是哎，我这里有五个饼两条鱼，来，你跟我一起分享。
And this kid was so naive. He said, oh yeah, I got something to eat. Now you want it?
其实这些大人们也都带着东西吃的，自带干粮的。
Actually, not only this child, but all the people, they all brought something with them.
但是他们因为不愿意和大家分享。
But because they don't want to share with other people.
为什么不愿意分享呢？
Why?
因为人性自私的。
Because we're all selfish.
等到孩子们把东西拿出来以后，大家都感动啊，把东西都拿出来吃。
So they say, now once this child now offer this to her his own lunch, then everybody feels so ashamed that they are all touched. So they all brought out their own food.
不错，这篇道讲起来也可以教导人不要自私，对不对？
So yeah, indeed, if you want to preach on this in this direction, you can teach about unselfishness.
但是把耶稣基督大能的神性完全撇开不提。
But that you discount totally the Jesus, the great power.
完全叫人认错耶稣是谁。
Because that way you can never mislead people in knowing Jesus.
因为我相信这里真的是五个饼两条鱼经过耶稣的手分开不开就喂饱了五千群众。
I do believe here it's because of from this five loaves and two fish through Jesus' hand feed all 5,000.
所以当安德烈把这个孩童的五个饼两条鱼拿来的时候，耶稣一点没有推辞，他说好极了。
So when Jesus when Andrew offered this five loaves and two fish to Jesus, Jesus never rejected.
安德烈说分给众人算得什么呢？一个人连鱼屑都拿不到。
Andrew said, well, if we separate this and then distribute.To the kid, to the everybody, nobody can even get a little crumb.
如果要把饼要分成五千份的话，这个拿在手里都传不过去。
You can't even pass it if you separate that into 5,000 parts.
耶稣就说：“你们叫众人坐下。”原来的地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有五千。耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人。分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。
And then in verse 10, Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place.So the men sat down, in numbers about 5,000. Jesus therefore took the loaves and had given thanks, right?
Yeah.
And he distributed to those who were seated, likewise also of the fish, as much as they wanted.
坐着才有吃，站着没吃的啊。
So only sitting down would you be able to eat?
是不是坐着才有吃？大家都是不是坐着才有吃的？
Now, if you study this part of the Bible, is that true that only when you sit down you'll be able to eat?
我想那里面所有众人都坐下，只有门徒站着。
So I believe at that time everybody sit down except the disciples. They're standing.
或者那些门徒们请来帮助的人可能也站着。
Or maybe some other people came to help also standing.
这里一件事情，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了。
Here you say that Jesus took the loaf and give thanks.
这个祝谢这个字怎么解释？
And what does it exactly mean by Jesus giving thanks? Today, as Christians, we all know that we give thanks before we eat. Now why? And we all have different thoughts, different theories. And some is just a habit. Just like some people cannot eat before he brushes his teeth.
有些人却稍微懂得一点，不是一个传统的问题。
And some people understand a little bit. Understand it's not just because of it's a tradition.
而是他心里面向着神的感恩。
But it's rather it's a true thanksgiving he want to show he want to give to the Lord.
那么弟兄姊妹们，当耶稣把这些饼拿来祝谢的时候，他感谢什么恩呢
？But when Jesus offered this bread up to give thanks, what is he giving thanks for?
他为什么？要主席感谢呢?
Now, why is he doing this?
难道是因为感谢这个小孩子把饼拿出来吗?
Is he trying to thank this little kid to offer this loaf?
我们就要注意圣经里面其他地方里面记载，当主耶稣祷告是常常这样。
Now, let's pay attention to all the other prayers that Jesus offered.
主耶稣常常举头向天祷告。
Because Jesus a lot of times lift up his head toward heaven and pray.
并且主耶稣常常说：“父啊，我知道你常听我。”
And he always say, "Oh, Father, I know that you always listen to me."
我做这些事是为了那些要信你的人。
And the reason I do this is for those who believe in you.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣心里面祝谢是祝谢什么
？So in giving thanks, what is in his heart?
因为这里面看见神要在这里实行一个奇迹。
You see, here the God is going to give them a miracle.
当主耶稣这样把饼擘开的时候
，When Jesus break the bread like that,
他的信心所达到的果效。是在祝谢中间，我们隐约应当看得出来的。
So his the effect of his faith that we can really picture in this action of breaking the bread and give thanks.
最少一件事情。
At least one thing.
当他这样祷告的时候。
When he pray like that.
他里面的生命和神的生命没有任何的间隔。
You know there's no hindrance that in the, between his life and God.
他里面的灵跟神的工作没有任何的拦阻。
And the spirit was there's no hindrance of any kind of in their spirits.
他的信心畅通无阻。
And his faith just go reach right up to the heaven.
而他所说的话就成了他所要做的事。
And his word become his deed.
所以保罗在教导我们祷告，所以叫男人常常随处聚集圣洁的少，走随处祷告。
That's why Paul teach us how to pray. He said that he wished that all men would raise his hand in reverence to pray all the time.
弟兄姊妹，你可以想象耶稣在那里祷告的是祷告什么
？So you know when Jesus praying, what is he praying for?
不是因为这一点饼的关系。
It's not because of just this bread.
而是因为他与父神当中有完全的联合。
But rather, he has this communion with Father.
旧约里面很多人祷告。
In the Old Testament time, a lot of people pray.
摩西祷告在山上祷告。
Moses prayed on the mount.
当他祷告的时候，神就施行奇事，打败亚玛力人。
When he raised his hand and prayed, and the enemies was defeated.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们和神当中必须有的一个认识。
So this is a recognition. This is understanding we must have for us to the Lord.
耶稣借着祝谢，把他自己全然交托给神。
Through giving thanks, Jesus gave himself totally to God.
也完全相信神要满足人的要求。
And totally believe that God will fulfill all that we prayed.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得坐在那里群众什么样态度。
So I don't know what the people sitting there is like. What are they thinking?
第一个坐在那里人想，哦，我真是有福啊，我第一个拿饼哎。
And maybe some people sitting in the front will say, "Oh, well, I'm so lucky because I sit in the front. I get to get the bread first."
而且门徒说，随便你要拿多少，你都可以拿。
And because the disciples say, "Oh, just take as much as you want."
这个人就拿了一大块，对不对
？So maybe that one person just take a big part.Take a big chunk out of the load.
哎呀，还有很多的人要跟随，我拿小一点的吧。
And maybe there's another say, oh, there's a lot of people behind me. I should take just a smaller portion.
我不晓得他们怎么想。
I don't know what kind of heart do they have.
也许后面几排人万头钻动，看还剩下多少，对不对
？And maybe all the people behind is trying to see what's happening in front.
我不晓得他们发生什么事情。
I don't know what exactly happening.
也不知道他们每个人心情怎么想。
And I don't know what they're thinking.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你如果在那五千人中间，你怎么想
？No, what if you were in among those 5,000? What are you thinking?
我想，当我们在里面说每一个人的本性、天然生命的想法都出来了。
I believe in that time, all our nature will be exposed.
所以这一个不平是一个最好检讨的机会。
So that's the time, is the best time for everyone during that breaking of bread to look into each other, to look into themselves.
当耶稣把饼拨开分给门徒的时候
，So when Jesus break the bread and give it to the disciples,
可能有几种的反应。
可能 maybe there's a the few reactions coming.
他们眼看着所分的饼没有分完。
Because they witnessed that the bread is keep on separating and dividing and was not used up.
而且你看有些人拿的超过他只能吃得下的。
And even some people would take the portion that's the, is bigger than they can really swallow.
不然为什么以后有剩下的零碎呢
Otherwise, where does those leftovers come from?
每一个人拿的时候可能万头钻动。
Maybe everybody when they try to take some and people are all watching.
因为神迹在他们眼前发生。
Because the miracles is happening right before their eyes.
弟兄姊妹们，有些人可能赞叹感叹非常多。
Some people might have all kinds of thoughts and
有些人感叹之后还想到很多的可能性。
And some people might really think deep and thinking about what's the possibility of all these.
这位耶稣如果来做我们的经济部长，我们就不会有经济衰退。
Now if this person to be the to head our economic department, then we will never have any kind of problem.
Recession.
Any kind of problem with recession.
所以弟兄姊妹们，每一个人可能对这些神迹的看法都不一样。
So everybody have their own thoughts.
但是我读到这些圣经，我就想起许许多多在旧约里面发生的那些神迹。
But when I read this part of the scripture, and then I was reminded of all the other miracles that were recorded in the Old Testament.
以利亚曾经有过同样的经历。
Actually, Elijah have the same experience.
以利沙也有同样的经历。
Elijah and also have the same experience.
他们寡妇喂养他，面里的坛里的面却不减少，瓶里的油也不减少。
Because that the widow, the very famous story, the widow is feeding them, but the meal does not decrease, and the oil in the oil is not used up.
以利沙他瓶子里倒出来油永远倒不完， and, 一直到器皿都装满。
And Elijah just keep on pouring oil out into all the vessels until the vessels are all filled.
弟兄姊妹们，神的恩典有多少？
So God's grace, how much?
神的供应有多少？
How much is His provision?
有多少需要就有多少供应。
Depends on how much you need.
保罗曾经说，我的神必能照他的丰富在基督耶稣里面使你们一切所需用的都充足。
Because Paul did say that my God will be sufficient in His grace.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这五饼二鱼当他们在那分的时候，
所以
有些人
dividing up this five loaves and two fish, I believe some people
可能他们得到属灵的教训。
May already receive that spiritual lesson.
但是许多人可能只是吃饼得饱，非常开心而已。
But yet, there are people, maybe they're just they got fed and they're very happy.
他们分完了，他们吃完了，还有十二篮的零碎。
And afterwards, there are 12 baskets of leftovers.
十四节说，众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说这真是那要到世间来的先知。
So in verse 14, it says,When therefore the people saw the signs which he had performed, they say, Oh, this is of truth the prophet who is to come into the world.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣所要证明的事情，他已经证明了。
So Jesus already proven what he wanted to prove.
我们刚才说过，犹太人有各种的想法。
And we know Jews have all kinds of thoughts.
各种的看法。
All kinds of viewpoints.
对于耶稣有不同的认识。
And they have different recognition. They know Jesus differently.
当这个五饼二鱼神迹行完之后，众人同意一件事情。
So after these miracles, they all seem to have one agreement.
这一个是将来要来到世间的先知。
So this is the prophet who is to come.
十五节说什么？
In verse 15,
耶稣就知道众人要来强逼他做王，就独自又退到山上去了。
So Jesus therefore perceiving that they were intending to come and take him by force to make him king.So we draw again to the mountain by himself alone.
弟兄姊妹们，这句话什么意思？
Now, what does this really mean?
耶稣是不是要来到世间的先知？
Now, isn't Jesus the prophet who is to come to this world?
耶稣是不是应当作王？
Now, is Jesus truly to should become the king?
但是这些群众强逼他作王是什么意思？
But What does it really mean that the people will force him, will take him by force and then make him king? What does that really mean?
我在那一两分钟讲完这里我们就停止。
So I spend 2 minutes to explain this, then we'll stop here.
因为当时他们所仰望的那位君王 不是耶稣所要给他们带来的真正属灵的复兴。
Because the king that they were really in, they wanted to have is not the one
Jesus intended to give.
It's not what Jesus intended to give.
这些人拥戴耶稣做王，刚才我们说好像一句笑话，是要耶稣做经济部长，对不对？
We were just joking about that. They think this must be the perfect candidate for to head the economics department.
但是他们要求耶稣做王，就是这个心理。
But actually, that was the precise thought they have to try to force Jesus into a king.
为什么？
Why?
因为第26节告诉我们。
Because in the verse 26, it told us.
他们第二天找不到耶稣，继续去找他。
Because the following day, when they tried to find Jesus, and they couldn't find him, so they just continue seeking.
等到找到了耶稣，耶稣回答说：“我实实在在告诉你们，你们找我，并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。”
And once they found Jesus, Jesus answered them, say, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaf and were filled."
吃饼得饱不是神迹吗？
Well, isn't that miracles that you eat and fill and get filled?
我们要注意这里小小的不同，因为英文里面讲的很清楚，这个不是一个神迹而已，是一个记号。
But here we should understand that in the English Bible it used the word sign.
五饼二鱼喂饱五千人本来是一个记号。
Now it is a sign to have to feed all these 5,000.
但是他们把记号吃掉了。
But somehow they ate off. they ate the signs.
我不知道这话能不能讲得清楚啊。
Now, I don't know whether I can explain this way or not.
弟兄姊妹，当我们现在抛开时间空间的事情，我们来想这件事情的意义。
Now let's think about this without the limitation of space and time.
我们就发现这件事情了不得的事情。
And we realize this is a marvelous thing.
不只是说仅仅耶稣是那样到世间来的王啊。
Not only he should be the king.
这一位是谁啊？
Now who is this?
他就是从祷告从天上就降下食物来给他们。
Now this is the one that just pray and then food just come into their mouth.
这是什么意思？
Now what does that mean?
弟兄姊妹们，更精彩的，主耶稣开始说话了。
And so there's even more marvelous, Jesus start to speak.
我们花了45分钟时间把这个故事的背景再一次和弟兄姊妹们交代明白。
You see, we spent about the past 45 minutes trying to tell you very clearly about the whole background for this story.
但是五饼二鱼真正的记号，我们还没碰到。But
we haven't even really truly touched the sign of this miracle.
这个意义是什么？
Now what's the true meaning of this sign?
下一次我们讲天上的manna。
Now next time we'll talk about the manna from heaven.
耶稣要把他自己的生命给我们。
Because Jesus will give his own life to us.
耶稣要叫我们吃到他而得的饱足。
And Jesus wants us to eat of him and be filled.
不是光光一个物质的饼。
It's not just the physical bread.
物质的饼对耶稣来讲太容易了。
Because it was so easy for him for this physical bread to appear.
但是人饥饿不是因为没有饼吃。
But you see, when men are hungry, it's not because they didn't have bread.
我们暂时会一次饥饿而因为吃饱了非常感谢那个喂我们吃的人。
And for once, when we're hungry, we got fed, and we're very, very grateful.
假如你肚子正饿，到朋友家里，他正好赶上吃。
And if you're really not hungry and you just happen to visit your friend and there was a great meal with the Hongshao, then you must be very, very happy. And
I want to entertain you with what I eat.
I want to entertain you with what I eat lately.
但是因为最近我在节食，天天中午吃生菜，我想你们没有兴趣。But
every lunch, my lunch was a bowl of salad. I don't think you like that.
但弟兄姊妹，如果你饿的时候，什么都好吃。But
when you are hungry, everything's good.
可是吃饼得饱，只是一次而已。But
that can only fill you once for that hunger.
而且那个满足只是生理上肚肠的饱足而已。And
the satisfaction you get is just by that you are not hungry anymore.
在这里没有多少人挨饿的。
Here, not too many people who are really hungry.
但是耶利米书告诉我们说，人饥饿并非因为无饼啊。
But here in the book of Jeremiah, it says that the man hunger is not because they don't have bread.
人饥渴并非因为没有水啊。
It's that they're thirsty, but not because they don't have water.
而是缺少。 神的话语就是天上的真粮。
That because they don't have God's word, that is the true bread from heaven.
能够满足他心灵的需要的。
To satisfy the hunger in the heart, in the spirit.
今天早晨，我愿意我们和当初的五千群众来一同经历这些事情。
This morning, I want you to I took you to experience the same experience those 5,000 had.
我相信中间也有些人，他们属灵的心。
I believe among you, there's some with the spiritual heart that was really opened up and stirred up by the Lord.
至少像门徒一样，他们被引到看见更深入的事情。
At least we should be led just like those disciples, that we get led into the deeper things that we can really open our eyes to see.
到下一次有机会的时候，我要再讲天上的真粮。
And next week, I will tell you the true bread from heaven.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，今天早晨我们实在感谢你的恩典。
Lord Jesus, we thank you this morning.
虽然我们还没有明白天上的真粮是什么意思。
Although we don't truly understand what is this heavenly bread.
但是我们却已经看见。
But we saw.
你是神的儿子。
You are the Son of God.
因为你是那位创造万有的神。
Because you are the one who created heaven and earth.
你也能从无变为有。
And you are the one who will create from nothing.
并且你心中充满了怜悯。
And also in your heart is filled with mercy.
你不愿意这些群众挨饿。
You don't want the multitude to be hunger.
但是你更是大有智慧。
But yet you are so full of wisdom.
你要教导你的门徒。
You want to teach your disciples.
并且你能开他们的心 you, 叫他们懂得属灵的事。
And you can open up their hearts so that understand spiritual things.
主，今天早晨我们求你叫我们不做一个吃饼得饱的基督徒。
This morning we pray that you are not just making us a Christian who just merely eat the physical bread.
也不是仅仅来寻求一个神迹。
And not just to come here to just seeking miracles.
而是我们真正认识你。
But we'd rather truly know you.
让你来满足我们的心灵。
So that you can satisfy our hearts.
听我们这样祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.